In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life. Amen. Please be seated. God speaks in a manner that insists that we grow in order to hear. Archbishop Rowan Williams wrote that. God speaks in a manner that insists that we grow in order to hear. I love to learn. I crave the experience of new things, whether expanding my knowledge or discovering something new about my city or my faith, or about finding some new pathway in my inner life. Do you know why I love the Episcopal Church? Well, okay, there are many reasons, but I'll give you one today. At the heart of this tradition is a prayer book, a way of thinking that teaches me something new every single week. I'm not saying that we're the only ones to do that. I'm not saying that we've got the market cornered on that. I'm not saying that we don't need a systems upgrade and a bug fix every once in a while. But even that is a part of its teaching process. As life has been life, and as things have come up, and as I have grown in years, but also hopefully in faith, I have found here in this church a tradition that is ready to meet me where I am, but also ready to take me the next step if I am ready for it and open to being grown, to growing and being taught and growing in order to hear what the Holy Spirit might have to say to me next. But Rowan Williams is not, despite being the Archbishop of Canterbury, former Archbishop, he was not talking about the Anglican Church. And he wasn't even talking about the Book of Common Prayer. He was talking about how we grow towards God. And then he ups the ante. He says, it's a fine thing to love learning. Maybe you are one of those people who loves to get degree after degree after degree. I might be, except I am thrilled to say I've taken my last final exam 15 years ago. That's it, no more for me. But if you are the type of person who likes that, that's great. But apparently, we're not just supposed to like learning. God expects us to grow in order to hear what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us today. God created us to keep growing all the way through life. And you know, it takes a bit of work to keep our eyes and our ears open. If we have settled into what we need to know, if we have lost interest in having our assumptions or our perspectives or our infallible opinions disrupted every once in a while, if we have reached that point of easy stability, well, then we're not growing, and we're probably not listening very well either. And if our spirits are not moving, but God is, because God is always moving, that's one of the lessons from this Trinity Sunday, that God is a kinetic presence, always moving about. And if we're not moving, but God is, then who exactly are we talking to when we think we're talking directly to God? Oh, I mean, we're talking, but we may not be listening. Imagine the dynamic, kinetic presence of the divine reality. Three persons, but one God flowing and interweaving and deeply desiring that our spirits will be drawn up into this mysterious dance. Imagine this wonderful kinetic movement, but then suddenly stopping the music. Imagine a record needle scratching off the record as the divine Holy Trinity says, whoa, hold up, we got to stop and listen to what BJ has to say. And God listens, but that's me talking and not listening. It's a very one-sided relationship. I might be talking to God and yet remaining spiritually inert. God speaks, though, in a manner that insists we grow in order to hear. And perhaps that growth comes to us most powerfully through relationships. Any real relationship, whether it's with a friend or a spouse or a parent or a child, or even our soul-tending relationship with God, is going to be a living, changing thing. And it is going to be, and I'm going to use a word that has a little bit of baggage, it is going to be unstable. Now, that's not a word we want to be called, right? Nobody wants to be called stable. Nobody wants to say, oh, how's married life? It's pretty unstable, not what you're going for. Stable is solid. Stable is ballasted. Stable is not easily thrown off balance or disturbed. But a truly stable relationship, one something we might instead call steadfast, is one in which we are growing, expanding, deepening in connection with and in response to one another. Which brings us to Trinity Sunday. I'm sorry, I had to get there. That's who we are. God as Trinity is dynamic. Three persons indwelling and interweaving. From a distant view, eternally changeless. But up a little closer, far more kinetic. Drawing us in, hoping that we will grow enough to hear the next sacred thing that this world has to teach us. God is not stable so much as God is steadfast. Which brings us to baptism, which we heard about in the gospel. Baptism is the means that we enter the life of this dynamic growth, something that puts our certainty to rest and instead launches us on a path of relationship with God and with one another. We are baptized, we are reborn, or from the words in the gospel today, we are born from above into what I would call a beautiful instability. A beautiful instability. And our baptism is an entrance into the kind of growth that comes from real living relationships. The ones in which we evolve and mature because as we do that, our drive to meet our own needs fades away. And what comes to the front is our desire to see that the hungers and the needs of another person are met. It's the same kind of thing that happens in our prayer life. Because when we pray, when we really start on this journey, we do start praying to God. But before long, we find ourselves praying with God. And as we grow and as we evolve in this faith, suddenly we even find that God is praying in and through us. Because that's what happens as we get drawn up into this beautiful, spectacular indwelling. Which brings us from Trinity to baptism to marriage. Did you see that one coming? to marriage. It's on the front page of the bulletin. That was your hint. Now, pastoral note, we were planning to celebrate and bless the marriage of Christian and Levi. One of them is under the weather today. So we will continue the service without that part. But we're still going to talk about marriage because I still think that's essential. But I ask that you hold Christian and Levi in your prayers. And when we see them, we will celebrate with them. We will move following this homily, which only has about 43 minutes left to go, directly into the prayers of the people. And we will use the prayers of the people from the 9 a.m. service. So thank you for adjustment. Anyway, so here we are, from Trinity to baptism to marriage. This morning we are celebrating Christian marriage. And in doing so, I want to also talk about every person who is or has been married. And really I want to talk about every time we are in a real or a covenantal relationship. Because the marriage that we will celebrate on a Sunday morning of all times, we're doing it because marriage is a distinctly Trinitarian thing. It is even a baptismal vocation. Have you ever thought of it that way? Their marriage, your marriage, all of our marriages are part of a shared mission. Just as every relationship that we give ourselves over to is part of a shared mission to love the world back to wholeness. One person, one relationship, one covenant at a time. And according to our prayer book, because marriage is actually envisioned as a Sunday feast. You've all been to the big Saturday weddings, but we actually think of it as something that should take place here in the center of our baptismal life because it's rooted in our baptismal commitment. So there's your one prayer book piece of learning for the week. Come back every week for more tips. Please be sure to subscribe to my channel. Marriage is a baptismal ministry. Because when we enter it, when we enter into any life-changing relationship, we pour our whole selves into a beautiful instability, one of constant giving and growth, something that requires that we grow in order to thrive. In order to learn the next thing and the next thing after that. And I cannot speak of marriage without talking about the pain of when marriage covenants fall apart. And I can't speak for everyone, but how often does that come about because someone or both have stopped growing for whatever reason, can no longer take those steps? And I know the words that come to mind when we think about marriage. Till death do we part, yep. Forsaking all others, yep. Sickness and health, yep. That's definitely a part of it. Yes, those are essential. But it is also particular to us as people of faith that in this we allow ourselves to be drawn into a dance of relationship and self-giving that is the beating heart of our Trinitarian reality. In marriage, in parenthood, in ordination, in our baptismal covenant, in any covenantal or meaningful relationship, you don't stop being you, but growing in order to hear and to love. That means that your false self will continue to diminish and something more beautiful, more joyful, and even more you is going to emerge and come to our to the surface. Just as expanding our hearts to experience the Trinity will purify us and open us ever more to the voice of God. Now, in the standalone marriage ceremony, the one you've all heard, when you go and you're in your tux and tails for the 5 o'clock service, if you are in an Episcopal church, you will hear a collect of prayer where the minister says that prayer that those who witness these vows will have their own marriages, their own relationships strengthened and renewed. Does that sound familiar to those who've been in that service? Let me tell you something. To stand in front of a congregation and say, to pray, may everybody here have their own marriages renewed by these, you know, these two wonderful people. It is really illuminating to look out into the congregation and see how couples who are sitting there respond to that one. Because you get some people who sort of, you know, poke and prod and they're having fun. And then you get other couples who are having a good week and they get all kind of googly-eyed looking at each other. And then there may be one or two who are like, this is not the day, right? It's like, see me after class, we'll talk. But here on a Sunday, here amid our principal feast, where all God's children gather in the light of our shared baptismal covenant, let's remember that this is a blessing and a charge for each and every one of us. Marriage is one way of giving ourselves over to the blessings of the covenantal life, the blessing of union, of growing in order to meet God, is a gift for each and every one of us. And Christian and Levi are modeling it for us today and in the days to come. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit speaks in a manner that insists that we grow in order to hear. In this life, we seek out love because that is our spirits wanting to expand, wanting to grow, wanting to heal, wanting to be made whole. That is our hearts desiring the word of God that we are only just now able to discern today because we have grown towards it and the Holy Spirit is ready to bring us that much farther along. Amen.